Then Moritz Kasha, is this true? V'su lekin is nothing more. There are no other ways that a get and a shichur are alike. V'ikoy are more cases. Ha'imet tenu get zel yishti. If somebody says the husband that wrote up a get told somebody give this get to my wife. V'ishtah shichur zel yavdu. He told somebody give this shtah, this freedom to my eved. Umeis, and then the husband died. The lachur is layitna liyachamisa. You're not supposed to give them after he died. The shliach cannot give the get to his wife or the shichur to the eved. What about tenu mana lepleni? Let's say Reuven told his friend, "I want you to give $100 to Shimon for me." Umeis, and then Reuven died before the shliach gave it over to Shimon. The lachur is yitna liyachamisa. The shliach is still supposed to give over this $100 even after Reuven died. So you see that this case, get and shichur are alike, not like other shtaros. So the reason Rashi says this, because divrei shchiv mera kechsuvim mechsurim dami. According to the Rabbanin, a shchiv mera, a person that's sick, when he says to give something as if it was done, but that's only the Rabbanin de kalacha. But for get isha and for shichur avodim, it doesn't apply. So Gemara says, ki ketani, when do we say things that they're alike? Milsa lesa b'shtaros, things that do not apply by other shtaros. But milsa the isa b'shtaros, halachas that apply even by other shtaros, like ketani, that we do not learn. Why does this halach apply to other shtaros? The sholach rovin mishmed rabavua. Rovin sent over the name of rabavua. Have the yodim, you should know. She sholach rabbeleza l'goyla. Rabbeleza sent to goyla and to bovel mishum rabbeinu, name of rabbeinu. The halach is like this. Shchiv meira, a person that's about on his dying bed, the shchimera, a person is very, very sick. Shoma that says, kis v'utnu mona l'pleini, I want you to write up a shtar to give my friend the shtar, because I want to give him $100 in the shtar, umeis. And then this person died, the lachar is, ein kaisen v'naisten. We do not write up the shtar after he died. The shtar we cannot give after he died. Why? Koshema l'goma l'aknois yele b'shtar. Even though there's a takana with the Rabbanin, a person that's very sick, if he would have just said, I want to give my friend $100, his friend would receive it right away. That's the Rabbanin de Kalocha, Divrei Shchiv Mera, what a sick man says is Kim Sur Mechsur Madami. It's like it was given over already. But that's only if you stam say, I want to give it to him. But once here he said, I want to be written down, we're afraid he does not want it to work with the regular takana of a shchimera, but he wants it to work with a real shtar kinyan. He wants it to really be given over through a kinyan of a shtar. That's what we're afraid about. The Gemara says, and if that's really the case, then v'yein shtar yachamisa. A person cannot give over shtar after he dies. When you write the shtar, nothing took place until it was given over to that person. So you have to be alive, because that's when it's finishing the kinyan. If the person that's giving away the matana died, and the other person first receives the shtar later, nothing doing. Because the kinyan is first chal when you receive the shtar. If he's dead already, he can't give it over to you. So you see, this halacha, that a shtar does not go after misa, is not only by get isha mashich ravodim, but it's even by other shtaros also. That's why this halach we do not want to say. Sumar says good, but v'ikol l'shma, the other halach is like we said. A get isha has to be written l'shma, we know. A shtar shichra, when you write a shtar for your eved, you have to write it l'shma. We learn out one from the other. And only these two halachas has to be written l'shma, means the cipher that writes the shtar has to know exactly who the master is, and he has to know exactly who the eved is. He has to write it for them. But a shtar mechira, you don't have to have that. You can have the whole shtar mechira written up weeks in advance, then you sign later, does not have to be written l'shma. So why don't we say that's another case, that these two are alike and not anything else? So Mercer is like this, Bishleim al Rab, it's good according to Rabbah, Hainu Melech Mevi. We said that. The Brisa says that get isha and shichur are alike in Melech Mevi, that a shliach that brings it has to say before Nechtav. So according to Rabbah, what's the reason for before Nechtav? Because of l'shma. So it's as if you're saying these two have the lach of l'shma. Ela l'rova, but according to Rava Kasha, according to Rava, when it says Melech Mevi, you have to say before Nechtav, it has nothing to do with l'shma. According to Rava, the reason why you say before Nechtav is because we want Edim to recognize the signatures, to make Kiyum Ashtar. But it does not say that the get has to be written l'shma. So we have a kasha, why doesn't the Brisa before say that another case, get and shichur are alike, they both have to be written l'shma? Fisu, another case I have. Bein the rabba, bein the rabba, both, according to both of them. Huika mechubo. Halacha is, you can't write a get on a leaf when it's attached to the tree. Something that's still growing attached to the ground, it's possible to write a get on it. And the same thing a get shichra. When you want to free your effort, you can't write on the mechubo. So why don't we say these halachas? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, kikatani psul the rabbanon. We're only talking about psulim that take place in the rabbanons. But the yiraisa lekatani, we're not talking about psulim, that's a psul midiraisa. That that you can't write a get on a leaf, that's a growing, that's a psul midiraisa. Lishmor is a psul midiraisa. The Mishnah only means to say, halach is in the rabbanons. So Gemara says, that's true. For your hakoy is shalom to kechavim. That if you have a get isha written up by the judge, the psul of yiraisa, that's a psul midiraisa. A judge, a goyisha judge, can't write a get. He can't write lishma. That's a psul midiraisa. And it said that this is one of the cases they're alike. So you see, we're talking about psulim diraisa also. Hukatani, and it says, Sigmar answers, I'll tell you, b'e de misira k'reb leza. I'll tell you, we're going according to Reb Leza Shita, and it's talking about e de misira. In other words, so the question is, who wrote up the Shita? When the Rashi's b'e de misira, b'fisnik shemash l'mishtash tos, hanem gan ik e de misira. Yes, Rashi says the case is talking about that a Jewish sofer wrote up the get. He wrote the get lishma. So according to Reb Leza, that's all you need. That we have Edim signing in the shtar, midiraisa, you do not need that. Reb Leza's shita is Edim misira karsi. Misira means giving it over. Reb Leza holds when you have the get that was written lishma, even though no Edim signed on the get itself, the fact the husband gives it over to his wife in front of two Edim, that's enough. That's called Edim Misira. The Edim that see the giving over of the get from the husband or the shliach to the wife, that's enough. You do not need Edim to sign altogether. So therefore, there's only Psul Midrabbanan Barkois. That's why it says it, that's only Psul Midrabbanan. So Mara says no. For your Midik Tani Sefer, since in the Sefer it says, Reb Shimon Oimer, Af Eluk Sherim, even these are kosher. For Yom Rav Zera says, Yorid Reb Shimon Lishitasa Shreb Leza. Reb Shimon went down to the Shittas of Reb Leza, to Yom that holds Edim Misira Karsi. And that's the only reason why you could say, even though Goyim signed in the Shtar, to say the Shtar is kosher, it's only possible according to Reb Leza's Shittas of Edim Misira Karsi. So this is Reb Shimon that says this later. Mechlal is the proof that the Tanakhama, the first part of our Mishnah, Loi is not talking about Edim Misira according to Reb Leza. So again, we have the kasha, the churutz mashma, we're talking about sulim of the yiraisa, so why doesn't it say lishma? Why doesn't it say mechubar? Sumara says, no, I'll tell you, both the Tanakam and Reb Shimon are talking about according to Reb Leza the Mesira Kasi. Ike b'nai, you know what the difference is though? Shemus mufhokim. The difference is, if you have a chveis, Billy, if you have a judge, a guy's name is called Billy, and a chveis, another real gayish name. Now the Shemus mufhokim means a real gayish name. Now, whoever sees the names in this shtar knows clearly that it's a goy that signed on it. They won't come to rely on it. In other words, like this. Midiraisa, according to Reb Leza, the get is kosher. A Jew wrote the get, and it was given over in front of two Edim. That's kosher midiraisa. What happened here? That two goyim signed on it. So that's, at most, it's only possible midirabonim. Satsa machloikis is a apostle or not. The reason why Reb Shimon says it's kosher is because Shemus mufokim. That like this, we're afraid that if you have goyim signing on the shtar, people will think that maybe they're kosher people and they'll come to rely on them later. So you rely on goyim, that's no good. But if you have real fancy names of goyim that everybody knows, the real shtick goyim, so you won't come to rely on them later. Satsa machloikis, when you have Shemus mufokim, real goyish names, are we afraid to say it's too possible, or no, it's kosher? So where says still it's no good? For your chazor of the yiraisa, if you can retract, that's a psum of the yiraisa. Ketani, and it says it. So you see, we are talking about psum of the yiraisa. Elding must like this. Kikatani milsad lesab gedushin. We're only talking about things that does not pertain to shtar kedushin. But milsad yisab gedushin, like nishmo and mechubar, that applies by a shtar kedushin like ketani, that we're not talking about. I bought Chazara Gufis of Gedushin, that the husband could retract even after he wrote up a Shtar Gedushin, before it was given over to his wife, he could retract.
Because like Rashi says, it's only called the Chav to her. Because when you marry her, you're making the Harasa to the rest of the world, and you're not Mechayev to give a Mezoinus yet in this Shtar. So even by Kedushin also you should have the loch of Isi b'chazoro. That once the husband writes up the Shtar Kedushin and gives it over to a shliach to give it to his wife, if he wants to, he could retract. So if so, Kedushin and is the same halacha. So how come it says it by Get Isha and by Shtar Shichur? So Gemara answers that b'shlichas bar korcho to be gerish and Isa of Kedushin lesser. That is a type of a shlichas that the husband or the master could give over to his eved, which is bar korcho. The locher is a husband has a right to midiraisa to write up a get and give it to his wife even without her will, bar korcho. The same thing, a master could free his eved bar korcho without his will. Mashenkin by kedushin, you cannot do it bar korcho. You cannot be mekadesh, marry your wife if she doesn't agree without her rotzon. So therefore, in this way, shtar kedushin is different than get isha and get shichur. Therefore, it says it by chazor. In other words, therefore, the Brisa says that get isha and shtar shichur has one thing in common, that the both they could be chazor, even though it doesn't really, even though it applies by kedushin also, but not in all cases like get isha. Therefore, it's a little bit different. Therefore, it says this psul also. But other psulim like Lishmo and Mechubah, since it applies to Kedushin, just like it applies to Get Isha, that's why the Braisa doesn't put it in. Alright, we'll stop here.